T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a beautiful day for so many reasons. The sun is out. It's going to be a little cooler than it was. And the Capurro family has arrived in San Francisco.
I don't know about that.
Beautiful day.
I was just witness to your husband saying, never Capurro.
What did he say? Was he was in here alone with you for a while.
Yeah,
that makes me nervous. Always make me nervous.
Uh-oh, hold on. Let me do this contest, and then we are going to bust into that.
Okay.
I need to know all the details on that. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 instantly wins a pair of tickets to see Journey.
Oh, God.
Def Leppard. And Foreigner.
Oh. The real bands, not just memorial bands, but the real ones?
Oh. There are no asterisks here. I don't know. Is Lou Graham back with Foreigner now?
The real bands.
Journey, Def Leppard, and Foreigner next Friday night at AT&T Park. Do you have a show on that day? You do. You're at the Punchline. You can't go.
Feels like the first time.
Oh, it feels like
I'll be there in spirit, though. Feels like the very first time.
Go.
Wow, wow, wow. Oh, God.
A lifetime.
Oh, tube top, denim shorts, flip flops.
Spend my time so foolishly.
On you?
Oh, my God.
A tube top?
Sleeveless. With the top right at the waistline. Mm. Tight denim short shorts cut up on the side. Black flip flops, right?
And I know it must be the woman in you.
That brings out the man in me. Yeah. Oh.
I know I can't help myself. Yeah,
you're all the world I see.
Wow. Oh, it's a breakdown.
Total breakdown.
It feels like the first time.
Wow.
Oh.
Totally feels like the first time.
I've been chasing this dragon for a while.
So chasing it.
A tube top.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know.
Cut-off jeans.
Oh, yeah.
And flip-flops.
Oh, yeah.
You're describing Linda Ronstadt's outfit from the 70s.
Who didn't want to dress like Linda Ronstadt? Hello, we're all emulating Linda Ronstadt. My hair was so curly when I was young. I wanted it flat.
Oh.
I wanted my hair flat. I used to blow dry it in the submission until it just laid flat across my head. Like, please, lay flat, please. So such hard work.
Never again.
You're no good.
You're no good.
Baby, you're no good.
I'm gonna say it again. You're no good. You're no good.
Bryn, once in a while, don't find
Baby,
something.
You're no good.
She was dating Jerry Brown at that time. I like that about her too.
So listen to me.
All right.
So
start from the beginning.
Well, I'm sitting here talking to Edson. It's nice. He's back. He's here
Your
with
husband,
you.
Edson. We're Scott Capurro here in studio.
We're chatting each other up. And he's asked, we need to know, is your last name Capurro? Do you go by...
Oh, him, you mean?
Yes.
All right.
Do you go by Edson Capurro? I imagine someone's making a post and they wanted to know how to address him.
No, I was getting them passes to something.
Oh, okay.
And so I had to know Edson's last name.
And he gets this look on his face like, never Capurro.
Yeah,
utterly reject the last name Capurro?
Yeah.
No, because he said, when we got married, he said, honey, you either take my surname or nothing, because my family, they don't change their name. I said, I don't think that Capurro is a cute surname at all.
Edson Capurro.
He said,
that's adorable.
Mine, I don't want yours.
I don't want, you don't want a mine, I don't want a yours.
I would have hyphenated with him, but we don't lose our last name in my family.
Oh, so your point was I can't be your last name exclusively.
Right. So either you take mine or we hyphenate or nothing. And he's like, I don't like the last name Capurro. I don't think it sounds cute. I'm like, it's not about the sound. It's a regal Italian name. It's a royal Italian name.
Is it royal?
Yeah, I can't lose
it. Not really.
Yeah, it is.
He's lying right now.
And it's been
my family just can't.
Many a marquee.
It's Yes, certainly, it's a well-known surname. Yes, many a marquee. Anyway, so and a couple of warrants as well. But anyway, yeah, we couldn't.
Not only that, it was in credits right next to Robin Williams last night.
In Mr. Mom, it was.
And by the way, let me just, can I mention that in the incredible, I don't know what you call that film they made about Robin Williams' life. That's, is that a biography? It's not really, is it? It's sort of a biopic.
I saw a beautiful film, maybe the same one on British television about a month ago.
You're in it. They use clips from the movie You're In with him, but you're in it.
Oh, right.
I was like, there's a guy. Look at him.
Yeah, it's called...
God, he was so skinny.
Something about the mind of a... What's it called? It's on HBO, by the way, right now.
Yeah, Inside My Mind.
I think I saw...
Come Inside My Mind.
I did. I watched some of that, but I couldn't see... It's kind of long, and I had to leave.
Very long.
I actually didn't finish it either.
The early footage of him in California, and then he did the Edinburgh Fringe in 1971 or something.
It's so
great. And he was
great.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's a really great pick.
Yeah. I remember seeing him.
Yeah, your name was only like seven or eight removed from his in the cast listing.
Well, there you go. I remember seeing him in the summer before he left us at the Punchline, and he was so good. Mm. He looked fantastic and seemed to really enjoy himself on stage. And then he went back to the green room and hung with the comics, and of course they were like in total adoration. They could barely form a sentence around him. And I just popped in and said hello and said, great to see you, and left. And he just seems so happy to be there.
Well, that's the thing he loved. Mm. If you get anything from the film, or at least the parts I saw.
He wanted to be out with comedians.
His thing was comedy. Mm. Mm-hmm. Like, even though he was known as a film star and made his, you know, the bulk of his money as a film star, that's where he got off. Mm.
So I did a bunch of research on the name Kaporo.
Oh, yes. Oh. Tell us. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's the name comes from southern Italy.
Oh.
So I know you said you were British, but that's not true.
What?
No,
I never said
he
that
just
at
said
all.
He. It's Italian royalty.
Yeah, oh, did he say Italian royalty?
It's actually. Yeah, we're.
Remember,
from,
he was trying all that time to get his dual
Kaporo
citizenship.
Kaporo comes from the derivative "capo," which means head.
Oh right.
Oh,
interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Helena. Like, so you're like a mafia guy.
I guess a little bit. Yeah.
Capo. So, you say your family was from the north.
Yeah, they're from Genoa, actually. But Italians make up a lot of stuff.
Oh, weird.
Also,
they do.
Yeah, about royalty.
But you know, when we traced our, when I had to trace it for that citizenship thing, I found all this literature about them online because American government's good at keeping things online, you know, scripted.
You know, you had to jump through a lot of hoops to get a dual citizenship. And I actually wondered if somebody went to like 23andMe or Ancestry.com and it showed that you were 75% Italian.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just take that to the Italian government and say, it's more, I'm 75%?
They want documentation. They need everything
that's
traced.
That's it. Here it is. Here's the document.
No, that's your cute.
Well, they have one desk for you to go to with your 23andMe paperwork, and they're happy.
Oh, they
to,
do it. The Italian consulate.
Yeah,
come
on in with
23andMe. There you go.
Have a nice day.
One of us. Yeah. No, actually, the Italian consulate here was quite nice on the phone, and they would have been helpful, but it was really complicated. But they want you to prove your bloodline in Italy. Other places, like in America, you can be born here and get citizenship, but in Italy, it's got to be a bloodline through your family. You can't just be born there. They go way back to 1871, to Reformation in Italy. It's one of the few countries in Europe that goes back that far. Yeah, so we were lucky.
They have all those records.
And I told you, he told me about it, because in Brazil, it's a big business, because Italians want to be Europeans. I didn't know. I'd gone to lawyers and stuff in Britain. They said, no, you can't. You go back too far. I'm like, I just kept giving up. And then we were lucky because my whole family had been either born, married, or divorced at the same church here in San Francisco. So they had all the paperwork. Because some of it was destroyed in the earthquake and fire. But the church here was really, really helpful. That was great to have them to help us. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
And my uncle
church.
And all that. Well, for that one thing, yeah. No, I mean, Saints Peter and Paul. It's the one, you know, the really nice one. And In over on Greenwich Street, it was great. They were great, but it was, you know, there's that one piece of paper I read online.
I'm sorry, I asked. Let's talk about.
Whenever people are tracing their family tree, there's always this one piece of paperwork they can't find.
But you found it, and now you have dual citizenship.
But it took months and months. It was impossible. But we have.
God, everything in your life is such a struggle. Like everything you try to do, it's like nothing is easy.
It wasn't really a struggle. No,
makes it look
citizenship
like that.
Never is, and I didn't expect it to be. And actually, I feel really lucky to have it. So
it's not just that. It's like when you get your kitchen work
done.
Oh,
that was a nightmare.
I know, right?
One tile off and the whole wall fell off. But anyway, it's fine now.
We had such a big drama.
Oh, my God.
The last
but
two
we
months.
Just started laughing about it
our
after
shower.
A while. But you know, you've done...
Wait, what? What happened now?
Oh, the shower, oh, the summer. Oh, my God.
This is in your flat in England.
We went back, and I thought, oh, I'm going to change the shower head, because that's an easy thing to change, right? It's been, like, down there for a while. I was buying a new one at the local market.
Why? Was it all gummed up or something?
Oh, yeah, you know, you can clean it, but I just thought, oh, I'll buy a new one.
That's a cheap thing. We want a stronger pressure.
Yeah, so. And we want a higher pressure.
You could clean it, but I'll just buy a new one. Yeah,
like most people do. No, you know, nobody repairs things anymore. So anyway, I put it on, and then the shower started going from hot and cold, and then the water just stopped, and me like, oh, what have I done? Why? Yeah. Why did I change it?
You're telling me you unscrewed the shower head,
yes,
screwed a new one
I'm getting
on.
Sweaty, yes. And then suddenly it went from hot to cold, and then no water came out. Why? Why now?
Why? Why at all?
Like, I don't know.
Did you also change the handles or
something? No, I changed nothing else, just the shower head. And I called British.
That shouldn't affect anything.
Oh, I know. And I called British Gas, and they came out and checked my boiler. And they're like, no, twice. Spent like an hour and a half on it. We went through all the tests. Oh, your boiler's fine. What have you done? I don't know.
We've had like 15 plumbers coming in.
So many plumbers.
See what I mean? Like nothing you ever do is.
I know.
You shouldn't do anything.
I should just sit in a chair.
You're
and
right,
not.
Sarah. He tries to be smarter than everybody else. All the guys who come to fix things, he's like, oh, I know more than you. And then he
I said, no, that's not what I wanted. I wanted something else. He said, well, this is what you need. No, but that's not what I want. So they put something on. It didn't work. He said, I told you that it wouldn't work because that's not what you needed. I'm like, well, put on what we need. And then you like $500 later, we've got this thing on as of Friday of last week, 2 days before we're leaving. It works. And then we take off.
So I was asking Edson while he was in here with me. I said, so do you guys Airbnb the place? And he said, yeah. And I thought, so someone's going to sleep in your bed.
Well,
don't you guys close one of the rooms up?
We do.
But do you close your bedroom or do you close the guest bedroom?
We put all the things we like in another room and then we...
And of course, we change the bedding, everything.
Yeah, boil everything and stuff. Yeah,
so, but someone sleeps in your bed.
Yeah. But we're entrepreneurs.
But someone's like all up in all your stuff. They're on your couch.
Yeah,
Naked.
They could be wearing our clothes and underwear right now, dancing around the apartment for all.
They've access to your clothes.
Yeah.
So the dresser's filled with your clothes.
Dresser, you're sweet. We don't have who dresser.
Who? Yeah, a dresser where you keep your clothes.
No, we have
where do you keep your clothes?
There's a huge built-in closet in our master bedroom, so we just kind of clear one part of that closet out for them and then just kind of take photos of the rest and assume they're not going to touch anything. But I got photos of everything. So if they move one shirt, I know they've moved it. I know. Don't look at me like that. We shouldn't be talking about this. We've tried everything. We've stored things. We've put things away. It doesn't matter. People don't want to touch anything of yours. Believe me, they don't. If you leave one nice thing out, they will break it, however.
So do you leave a list of please, if you're going to sit on the couch, make sure you're wearing clothes.
I
don't want
put
any
a towel
naked
down.
Five pages of single-spaced notes, and I've gotten comments about that in the Airbnb reviews. Like, too many notes. Isn't that very fun, all the things you... But it's because I mentioned in the pages
it's
of notes...
It's not very fun.
You're not very fun. You seem very... You kind of
when I do an Airbnb, I've done a million Airbnbs. I see a big thick packet like that. I go, don't worry. I'm not. Won't break anything.
Our welcome sign says, take your shoes off, please.
Please remove your shoes because people ignore the requests. You know, and so I leave a post-it, use this sponge for dishes, use this sponge for floors, use this cloth. And people are like, why? Because if I don't leave this, you will do it all wrong. You know you will. I've had to leave notes. Please, I know this sounds ridiculous, but please don't touch the paintings with your greasy fingers because people go, oh, look, artwork, and put their handprint on it. I don't know what people are thinking. We left out one glass last time. I'm like, honey, don't leave those glasses out. We like those glasses. It'll be fine. We come home. What's smashed on the kitchen sink? The glass. Left, smashed and dirty with a spoon in it. You know what people will do? It's so weird. They will say,
is it worth it? Do you make good money off of the Airbnb?
Yeah, you know, you do it. It pays for it. It pays for the flights and stuff. But, you know, people will move. They'll move all your kitchen stuff. They will just move all your plates
Why do people Airbnb? Because they don't have to care.
Yes, exactly. I know.
That's why they do it.
I know. That's like a hotel room. But why would you rearrange someone's kitchen when you're only there for 3 weeks? Why would you bother? Why would you move all their plates over there and their chairs? I don't get it. Just leave it.
What's to stop them from taking a dirty dish and just zinging it into the backyard?
You're right. Or like opening a bottle of champagne and spraying champagne all over the living room. Believe me, I used to move all the artwork out to a friend's house. Remember, honey, to Eduardo's and store it all, wrap plastic around it. And then now I'm like, you know what?
Why don't you just stack it in the room of the one room
we do
lock.
Now we just do that,
you know,
we made more money when we used to you know, as a two bedroom, but now we just do it as a one bedroom. And they have their own towels, they have their own sheets, we boil everything after, believe me. But you know, At one point, you just have to let it all
Are they
go.
Allowed to have guests?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? It's they're your flat.
They're renting it, so they
can have guests.
I hope they don't. Ask them. I want to know
who's...
You
hope they don't shoot a porn. You
right.
hope they don't have a
Although
big party.
Although all that may happen, and that
sure.
you've read
Do you
stories
have
about
cameras
it.
In the house?
I've thought about that, but no. I know.
No,
I know
it's
what
fine.
You're like.
You don't want to spy on
no,
anybody.
No, I don't.
Though.
It's none of my business. You know, the thing is, we're going to get a new couch, and I'm like, a new sofa for the flat. And I'm like, we could. Or we could just leave the old one that probably strange naked people have rolled around on and just leave it the way it is. I have this thing that I know. You know, it's funny you're doing that because oftentimes we do talk about you when we're doing my. I'm like, God, my friends.
What would Vinny do?
Seriously. Or my friend Mark. I'm like, both of you. Neither of you would tolerate any of this. Like dirty poop fingers on things and
oh,
stuff.
God. There,
I know,
oh, God.
I know.
Oh,
but believe
God.
Me, when we get home, I've learned. He knows what I'm like. We used to get home from here, get to our place from our home here. We used to get there and we would say, oh, let's just go to sleep because we're tired. And now he just, we came home, we came to London once and there was a ball of hair in the shower that looked like someone's head. I'm not, it was so much. It was a single guy. Remember, honey, one guy had been there on his own. Yeah. But he must have had long hair. And it looked like Cousin It in the bottom of the tub.
Or dozens of girls came through that place.
Maybe. And so he's like, drop the bags. We're cleaning. And so now that's what we do. We just, I mean, I take everything in the kitchen and I clean everything. And then we spend day. But look, I'd like to be at a point where I don't have to do this.
We have a lady coming over, but we still clean after it.
We have a brilliant cleaning woman. She comes over.
Yeah, because when you're in the States for an extended period, I mean, I assume there's more than one Airbnb who takes like this.
Sometimes
someone
there
and
are. Sometimes there's three.
You have an amazing neighbor downstairs.
You don't give each
one
the rundown?
Well, I used to do, honey, remember, we used to do like face-to-face interviews and stuff on the phone. It gave me such a hard time. But now it's just, what can you do? You just have to... please stop with the intake of breath, please. I know you're making me nervous now thinking about it, but
I'm not trying to.
I know.
Oh God!
I know. It would be perfect in a world where artists like myself were paid a livable wage, so that we didn't have to do these things. But you know, anyway.
How's your dad?
He's all right. He's been sounding good on the phone. I'm looking at trying to look after him from afar. But my sister's with him a lot, a couple days a week.
Great.
Yeah. And
but the legacy is still intact and you're...
Yeah, we keep an eye on everything and try to make sure he's happy and his neighbors come by and check on him, which is good.
For.
And he is, and he's eating, which is nice. And he sounds okay. We're looking forward to seeing him. They're all still...
Are you going today? You guys going to drive?
No, no,
oh,
no.
You're not?
What?
Edson's like, no.
No, we just come back. No, but I think we're going to see him.
We need a day to recoup.
Yeah, we need a couple days. But they're all...
A couple days?
Yeah.
How is Edson able to come? I thought you were like going to university and
I am,
you have
yeah,
some big
I'm
job.
I'm going to be here just for half of the time.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm leaving soon.
How long are you here for?
I'm here till November 12th.
Oh, that's quick.
Yeah. Well, it's a while.
No, he's here. That's what, 2 months?
Yeah, it's all right.
That's
yeah.
two full months. Mm.
Yeah. You'll get sick of me. You'll get sick of me. This
I won't.
Just
everybody else will, but
end.
Not me. No, I never get sick of you. No. I could just swim in you.
You're sweet. Yeah.
All right, I'll try and have a poker game between now and then.
Oh, it'll be great.
Yeah. I'll make Edson wear some of my clothing when he comes over.
What does that mean?
He had like I don't know, some cologne on.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, right.
He had a cologne on that I was just like, I can't be near that cologne. I'm so sorry. You have to put this over your...
You're very cologne sensitive, though,
I'm
right?
very smell sensitive.
And John doesn't wear anything?
No.
No aftershave? Nothing?
I'm super annoying like that. I do that
so
to
she gave him, like,
everybody.
This sweatshirt
so I gave this...
with holes in it. And,
it's
like,
the
it
one
was,
that
like,
I've had since 1987.
Oh, the light blue one.
Yeah. Yeah. You look great in it. It looked great with your eyes and everything.
But he wears a nice Brazilian... he doesn't... But he thinks, is it overpowering him?
It's fine, but I was sitting right next to him, and I thought, I was just like, I can't take it.
Do you wear perfume?
You were sick too, right?
That's right, I was sick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
You had a party when you
storm.
Were sick?
Well, listen, poker does not stop.
Yeah, yeah. You've never been a perfume woman?
No, I can't stand any really strong smells.
She doesn't do any women's stuff.
That's true.
Oh, you don't, right. Yeah.
I do make jewelry. I mean, that seems girly.
You
that's
do
like a,
women's stuff. That's
like what?
Not fair.
Yeah,
what do you
kids.
Mean? You bone
yeah,
your husband.
Yeah,
that's
you,
true.
Yeah,
I do bone. Yeah. That's also man's work.
Honey, Sarah makes hippie jewelry because I think you'd like some maybe. Because
Oh,
like
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah. I make a little peace sign, bracelets and
I
stuff.
I love your work. I've seen it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, her Etsy page.
It's not on my, but these are new. Like, I think you'll enjoy this. Yeah. I'll make you a purse too.
And I like, yeah, I like the little purses. Yeah.
All right, well, listen. Are you going to hang around for the
show?
Oh,
God.
It's already time.
That flew by.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing a podcast today?
We are. We're going to do a secret show. We got to find out what's really been going on with Scott
Henson.
Yeah,
we'll talk about the real stuff. Yeah.
Is there some real stuff?
I don't know. I don't know where I am.
Yeah,
right now.
Some real stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you want to talk about...
Okay. I don't want him shutting you down before I have a chance to
ask him. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Looking forward to it. Today's podcast is going to be a doozy. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:35, Tuesday morning. Fall flyaway to Hawaii sounds pretty good, huh?
Let's go to Hawaii, everybody!
God, I'd love to. So your first chance today to get yourself qualified for this is coming up at 9, less than half an hour away. We're doing it at 9, noon, 3, and 5. You instantly win dinner for two at the Fairmont San Francisco's Tonga Room, and then you're in the running to head to Hawaii. Sounds like a plan. Oh, yeah. Somebody bring me a rum-based fruity drink.
With an umbrella.
Oh, my God. And a little chunk of pineapple on there, if we could.
The Radio Alice Report.
I was right there with you. I'm going to leave you here and go surf.
All right.
You have your drinks.
I'll be perfectly happy. Oh, look, a hammock.
I'll check you out in a little while.
All right. See you then. Have a good time, hon.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon. She's a wonderful Instagrammer. She picks the music here on Alice. She's a great radio show host. Join her this afternoon. Let her drive you home. It's Jane.
Jane!
You're playing a game called How to Get By Its Real Name. Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane!
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the Big Apple event tomorrow. It's a big one. They're going to announce a new watch, three new phones, I believe.
We're finally going to get the 9.
What?
Remember, there's been no 9.
No, there'll be new 10s, a couple new 10s, 10Ss. I think there's a big one, a little one, and then a cheap one that's similarly shaped and designed. At least that's the rumors. Also, we're going to get a new operating system update. They'll announce it tomorrow, and I think we'll get that a week from today.
I don't know if I can take the update anymore, Sarah. I don't know if I can take anymore. It's planned obsolescence. I need to keep my phone. If I update to something that it can't support, what am I going to do then?
Why can't you get a new phone?
I like. You know what? I actually like having the same. I've had this phone for 3 years.
It doesn't work anymore.
It does work.
It doesn't.
It pretty much works. It needs a new battery. That's all.
Not right.
It's fine. It's the worse the phone is, the less I use it. It's great.
Our friends on the East Coast are getting ready for Hurricane Florence. It's a big one. And so we don't know exactly how that's going to play out, whether that's flooding or damage, you know, how your home will get ruined. But
there's plenty of ways.
It's very likely.
Right.
So,
be safe, everybody.
There's that.
And get out of it. A lot of places, mandatory evacuations, and people are like, nah, I'm staying.
That's always the way.
Don't do it. Just get out of there.
It is always the way. I don't get it, but it's always the way.
And it's dangerous for the people who now have to come in and try and rescue you.
Agreed.
Just get your crap and get out.
Also, the Raiders played a home game last night and lost.
Oh, bummer.
So, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I don't know this lady. It's not my problem. But I wonder if maybe her friends could have helped her through this.
Maybe she doesn't have any friends.
No, she has 8 of them.
Oh, okay.
A woman decided she should marry herself in her dream wedding after being dumped 3 months before the big day.
Oh, wow.
Leticia Nguyen from France had been with her fiance for 3 years, and the pair had spent a lot planning their wedding, about $40,000.
Oh, and they couldn't get that back? She decided she had to marry somebody?
However, she was left heartbroken when her fiance, just 3 months before the ceremony, decided to split. So that didn't stop her. She went through with the ceremony that she'd spent so long planning, and she walked down the aisle to marry herself. She says, quote, I'm amazing and I know it.
Oh.
The wedding was.
She can't find a husband.
The wedding. The wedding was attended by 8 people.
Oh.
Oh.
What was the price that you said?
$40,000.
Oh my god! And 8 people showed up.
Well,
it was her bridesmaids. They had to.
You figure a lot of them
dress,
went.
Right?
You're gonna marry your. You know what? I'm super busy. I don't have.
I would love to have Saturday off
if you were getting married, but I don't. You can't have that day to pull some publicity stunt.
Or how about we go to a therapy appointment?
Right. I'll pay for it. That'll be my wedding gift to
yourself.
I couldn't
find my bell. I'm like, where's my bell? Who moved my bell? The wedding was attended by 8 people, and Letitia kept a lot of the details the same as she had planned with her then fiance. Mm. She has since frozen her eggs and hopes she will one day have children with herself. What the hell is this?
I don't know.
Love yourself.
She says just months before they were going to tie the knot, her fiance became distant. And eventually walked out.
Oh, Letitia.
She says this was highly symbolic. She wanted to affirm her own self-worth and make a positive memory out of the day rather than not having the ceremony at all. And she's a beautiful girl. So should her 8... This is just... I'm just asking your opinion. Should her 8 friends have said, no, honey, no, no. We're not going to have you walk down the aisle, and we're not going to watch you do that. She's beautiful.
What does she look like?
She's lovely. She actually is very. She has a short little hair. She's a white lady. Nice eyebrows.
She's part Asian, right?
Is she there? Oh.
Her last name is Nguyen.
You did say it was Nguyen. I guess she is Asian. Short black hair. Pretty form-fitting dress.
By the way,
looks like she's in Greece in this picture.
I grew up, and maybe we always pronounced it wrong, but I grew up with a bunch of kids with the last name Nguyen.
Yeah.
That's what we used to say, how we used to say that
word. I knew
a
few, too, and they were named Nguyen. So I don't know. You say Nguyen, right?
Yeah, but that's because everybody else says it. You know, it doesn't
matter.
It's
not right.
Well, how
right?
does your dad
say
it?
It's fine. I mean, wing, but then that's wing, like, but you wing, can't expect people wing. To
no,
say
I'm
it like
that. No, I'm never going to get
it's
that.
It's bring wing.
It's wing.
Did you hear my
wing,
English wing. Accent? A few
bring,
breaks
wing.
Back, it
yeah,
wasn't good.
It was perfect,
it's
actually.
Not that good.
But yeah, I'll take Nguyen or...
So your brother's name is Dong Wing.
You know what? We just, you know, Nguyen is fine.
Pronounce Dong's name perfectly with
I feel like we should just
pronounce it perfectly. With the Vietnamese.
Do it.
Quiet, everyone.
Dong Wing.
One more time.
Dong Wing.
Dong Wing.
But then we actually say we say names backwards too, which is weird.
Oh, Wing Dong.
So Dong's full name is Dong Nguyen, H-E-Y-N-H, which is my middle name too. Wing. So you'd say Nguyen Nguyen Dong, which is backwards, like last name, then middle name, then first name.
Wait, you guys have the same middle name?
Yes.
So say your name the way your dad would say it.
The way my dad would say it. My name. Oh, yeah. Well, Bryn is an American name.
Doesn't matter.
No, it does matter because they can't say my name. So
your parents named you something they can't say?
Well, my parents can say it, but when I go back to Vietnam, I change my name.
To what?
To Vin. Because they don't have...
Hey!
They don't have
he's the Asian Vinny.
V-I-N-H. Because that's actually a name, a Vietnamese name. And
V-I-N-H.
When I go back there and I say, hey, my name's Bryn, they go, oh, Vinna. You know, they go, oh, your name's Vin? Cool. And I'm like, yeah, sure. That's fine.
Oh, so you just went with it.
Yeah, no, because they can't say BRs. They can't say bruh. Bruh.
What?
The same way you can't say wing.
Wing. I'm saying it. Wing.
When Bryn and I are at Starbucks and we order our cappuccinos or whatever,
yeah.
It's, you know, what's the name? I say John.
John and like
and
Brian.
Bryn says Brian.
Yeah, Brian. I knew he was going to say Brian. Everybody calls him Brian anyway.
John and Brian. We respond to that, by the way.
You say John?
I do.
Oh, well, you said Human is like John in
well,
Persian.
Well, no,
that
my
common.
Mom says Human John because John means like, you know, sweetheart.
Oh, I thought it was June. Oh,
I thought it was June.
No, it's
Human June. Human
June. You can say June, yeah.
Human John?
Yeah. I turned June to John. There you go.
Whatever. Yeah, this lady should not marry herself, but, you know.
So her friends should have said no.
You know, I think sometimes a good friend supports you in whatever you want to do, and you're not hurting anybody. It's weird.
I already bought the dress.
I want to wear it. I planned the whole thing out.
It's going to make her feel better.
Right. I don't know what the right answer is there.
All right.
I think.
I don't know either.
I got you a wedding gift. It's 6 visits to this therapist. And yeah. Really good
Here's
job.
Here's a Groupon.
Let me ask you this.
Groupon.
You're a friend.
Yeah.
Not a great friend.
No, I'm a terrible friend.
No, not a terrible friend. You're a friend. So what I'm saying is, do you still go to that wedding? You find out the guy's left her, and she says, it's still on. I'm going to marry myself. And like, and you got to make John come too.
I have so many things to do.
I know, right?
I'm super glad for the day off.
Right.
Like, I can't really support you marrying yourself. Yeah, I you know what I might do? I might be like, take a fake stand. Like, that's wrong. You shouldn't do that.
Oh,
it's a waste of money. I can't be a party to that.
God would not approve.
And I'd be
like,
oh, John, we're off the hook.
If I'm in town and it's convenient for me, I don't have to cross a bridge or take a flight.
Yeah. Or drive out past where the satellites have tracked the maps.
Yeah. Right.
Which we did once for someone.
We did. Can't believe we all made it.
I would go, I can't believe it either. And I was not feeling good that day.
Oh, huh. Oh, you weren't?
No, I remember. Well, you don't remember, but
diverticulitis.
Yeah, a couple of days before I was in the hospital, and so that was like on a Thursday that I was in the hospital, and then Saturday was her wedding, and I was just I was hurting so bad. I ended up leaving early.
Yeah,
but sitting on those benches and stuff.
Yeah,
I loved the wedding and as weddings go.
There. Yeah,
but I swear we drove off the maps.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they had to put balloons out and say go right here
on the map. It's like uncharted. This part, we don't know about this part. You're on your own.
Sarah.
Map said.
This story's for you.
Okay, thanks. I love when you do stories for me.
There's a guy named Matthew Bellarose.
Okay.
Huh? Anything?
Oh, am I supposed to? Is well, he someone from New England
yes.
that I might have done?
Uh-huh.
I probably just got his first name, Ben. I definitely did a Matthew or two.
From Scarborough, Maine.
Okay.
Oh, he's too ugly for you, right?
Yeah, I don't like. It's mostly the girls, though.
Oh, the girls
only ugly
are
people.
Hitty, but the boys are fine from Maine.
They're fine. But the girls are, like, remarkable. Like, oh, my gosh.
What a dog.
A bunch of ugly girls. Oh.
There's a guy named Matthew Bellarose from Scarborough, Maine, and he owned 20% of a company called Sea Salt.
Sea Salt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, like most companies in Maine, they sell lobsters.
Oh.
That's the big...
It's the big thing.
Export.
Yeah.
Maine lobster.
Oh my God, so good. Nothing like it.
Anyway, it turns out Matthew was secretly stealing lobsters. He set up a fake client and pretended to be shipping there, but really he was pocketing the lobsters to sell them.
Oh.
On the black market.
Black market lobsters?
Have you ever had black market lobster?
I haven't, and I would assume that if I could get it for cheaper elsewhere, that I would just do that. I don't understand how there's a market for black market lobsters when there's freaking lobsters everywhere.
This he embezzled
like
approximately $1.5 million worth of lobsters before the other owners caught on to his little scheme.
Mm.
Now there's a criminal investigation going on, and they've just filed a lawsuit against him.
Matthew, I mean... What are you doing?
Maybe he's just bringing them home to the women he dates and is like, I got lobster. I mean, you New England girls, you love it.
We do. Grow up on it. Oh, man, I'm tasting it right now.
I'm sure.
My sister-in-law said to me yesterday, if you could only have one meat, what would you have? And I was like, well, fish. Can I just pick fish as a category?
No.
And she said I could.
Oh, but you can't.
But I could.
But what's the meat?
In the thing. No, that's it.
No.
Fish.
But what you mean is lobster.
No, I meant all fish.
No
I said,
one
can
cracks
I just
the head
fish?
Off a lobster like you do.
That,
I mean,
that
you
is
are
not
like...
true. I'm actually very conservative with my lobsters. You wouldn't believe some people. They can just they lazy man it in two minutes. It's all laid out.
Lazy man it?
You never ordered a lazy man's lobster?
Is that New England term for destroying a lobster carcass in under 1 minute?
No, it's not. That's not what it means.
What is it?
I don't think it's a New England thing. It's someone has shelled it for you already. They've taken everything.
Oh,
out.
Looks like this. Oh,
yeah,
that's
and
so good.
They lay it out and it's all.
Oh, that I'm
perfect.
Into.
Yeah.
The time that I was given a lobster and they'd halved it and had it looking up at me, I was all, please take that back.
You mean they clicked the tail off and set the body looking up?
The body
straight?
Looking up, and then they had broke the arms off and had them laying on the plate like on the turn.
Mm.
I was like, you got to take that back, dude.
You got to get the face off of it. I'd be like, let me just take that, open up the body, and eat what's inside.
Right. Well,
Come on!
I asked them to lazy man it. I didn't realize it was called that, but yes. I was like, get all the stuff off of that.
Yeah, just put the things I can actually eat on the plate.
And that was
it's
one of those
fun,
high-end restaurants,
too. Half the fun of breaking
too.
It all apart. They bring you a bib and
whatever
crackers.
Happened to Aqua? It just went away, didn't it?
Is Aqua
Did it
still
become
there?
Something else?
Human?
The restaurant Aqua?
Aqua, yeah. So
I loved that place.
The guy who owned it was a really famous restaurateur named Charles. And when he
Who Charles?
Charles used to Jim. His business partner used to be Michael Mina. And when Charles
Why do I know that name?
Because Michael Mina owns a bunch of restaurants and he's the one who gave up his restaurant to Aisha Curry inside the Millennium Tower.
Well, that was a good choice because that thing's falling down.
He must have known something.
Yeah, he's like, yes, you can have this space, no problem.
I think it's now called Michael Mina Steakhouse or something like that. Okay. I walk by it, but I don't.
Familiar.
There's like a bunch of other restaurants in that area that I like more.
Oh.
It's up per Baco. Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 415 says, my throat hurts for Sarah each time she does Sparky.
I know. Does it hurt your throat?
I don't hear my throat at all.
Yeah, LOL.
I can do it all day.
Where's our other one?
Here, look, a balloon.
Garfield's here.
Oh, hey, Garfield.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, nothing, just hanging on the
ground. Please make an animated Garage Cat series.
Yeah. Okay. Not much happens. It's not like we catch mice or really too much of anything. We just drink the water.
We're keeping an eye on Vinny.
707 says, you can't be surprised you're developing a cat and mouse colony when you're leaving out food and water for them.
Yeah, you tell them text or finally a good text.
What kind of... I got three cats and they let mice hang too?
It's all part of the army.
Get our army together, right, Garfield?
We're with PETA.
We're vegetarians.
Yeah.
Of course you are.
That's what we like.
707 says, Vincent, stop calling it doobie weed. You're not 70 yet. Jesus.
I like the doobie weed.
Yeah,
you know,
he's always called it the doobie weed.
I got off the pot a long time ago. I might as well be 70
Poop,
where pot's concerned, okay? I did used to love it, though, very much.
Sure.
I miss it.
Well, it's great.
But it is a gateway for me, for sure.
Yeah,
if I start the pot, I'm going to be back on the sauce in no time.
Don't get
Trust
on the
me.
Sauce. We don't want you on the sauce.
It'll just loosen my resolve just enough. Next thing you know.
Or you won't get on the sauce, but you'll be like the biggest stoner of all time. Right. Stoned all the time. Reeking of weed everywhere you go. What? Oh, did you know my cats all talk?
I'd be like, okay. Back to rehab.
I think they have a mouse army going.
510 says, is Steve Perry going to be singing with Journey? No.
No,
He's got his own solo album. Yeah. By the way, we're playing it here on Alice.
Yeah. Hey, are we playing the new song? Hold on, let me find it. There's one other song that I liked better than the No Erasin'. Hold on. It's going to take me forever to find this.
I know. You know who we're also playing?
Who?
Daughtry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Daughtry's got a new song.
Hold on. Steve Perry.
For Love of Strange.
No More Crying. I have it right here. Hold on. Let me load it up.
Okay.
Turn this off. Put that in. Do that. And here we go.
Bluesy?
Yeah.
When are you coming back in here,
Can
Steve?
I ask you a question? When you talked to him, did you ask him, was he just rolling in naked ladies when he was the lead singer?
I didn't ask him about that.
What?
Well, that's why he needs to come back. Listen, Steve, come back. Come on back. Just hang out. Vinny would love to meet you. And he specifically said, I always wanted to be a DJ.
Like just yesterday, I told you I was on hold.
Hold on. Here comes
this
the hook.
Is a big part.
Let's listen to it. That's nice.
Yeah, well, I like it. It's pretty.
Yeah.
We love him.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will love you again if you just come in here and hang out.
That's the bummer that Journey, the band, has going against them is that they may have found a guy who does the vocal, right? Mm-hmm. And it's cool. I hear he nails it.
Yeah.
But he's not Steve Perry.
No,
and that's who we grew
Steve
up
Perry.
With. And that's the, you know, you can't, very few bands have pulled off replacing the singer and continuing at the same or higher level.
Right. Well, they're not. I mean, I don't...
It's AC/DC. Who else?
Yeah.
And maybe Iron Maiden pulled it off. Nobody else. replaced singers and continued.
Well, they replaced Iron Maiden's. They replaced, I can't remember, who was the first singer? Paul Di'Anno?
Yeah, whoever. And then they.
But Bruce Dickinson's like the singer for them.
He's
so
the guy.
Not, right.
He came in and then he's the guy.
But they didn't have the kind of. I mean, I would say AC/DC is really the only one that's really gone on to continue to put out, because even Journey hasn't continued to put out new music.
Right.
You know? Ooh, you hear that? A little change? That's nice. Anyway, that's what the new Steve Perry sounds like. You'll be hearing that on the Alice. So
nice.
Exciting.
I'll read the rest of the text after the. Jesus Christ!
Well, there's timing and there's timing, you know. Sometimes you nail it, other times not
you
so much.
You couldn't give me the throat.
I didn't know
thing.
That
Knock
we were
going
to do the Journey promo right there.
God.
But listen, we need to talk about something here. We've been talking about T-Mobile for years now, and there are still people who aren't on it.
It's time to switch.
Like, what's stopping them?
T-Mobile.
Do they think that the network isn't as good? Because it's actually better.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a few things that are stopped. First of all, people are lazy.
Yeah, that's true. Inertia stops
they just
people.
Yep. Figure, you know what? I'm not getting ripped off with the company. You are. Trust me, when you go to T-Mobile, you'll see that they've got the great service and the great phones, and then the price that you're paying will be so much better that you really will feel. And plus, they'll do they're not going to make you walk uphill barefoot in the snow.
No.
Both ways to the store.
No. In fact, you could just go online and get the process started. They make it as easy as possible. They don't tie you up with a contract. They include all the taxes and fees, so the price that they quote you is the price. Go to T-Mobile.com today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.